Well, welcome everyone to Ascending Masters Level 3, Session 2. Well, there is a lot that we have to talk about today. First thing, we really don't have any announcements, you know, other than our next session will be April 14th. And hopefully you already have that on your calendar. But the thing that I wanted to remind you about is there has been some changes in the back end of how it's no longer from Joan and John Walker. Your emails come from Ascending Masters. And so please do not wait to contact us Sunday morning, because I don't check my emails Sunday morning. Milena and I are doing what we have suggested to you, to sit quietly, increase your light frequency, and prepare yourself, create a sacred space and prepare yourself for the upcoming session. So with that said, I'm going to turn it over to Kimberly for a moment to give you some suggestions on how, if you are on Friday morning, that email is sent out with the Zoom link. So if you do not receive it by Friday afternoon, then that is when you need to contact us. So Kimberly, do you want to give them some suggestions or talk about what has transpired since the last meeting?
Sure. The email is coming from Ascending Masters of Light. And the email address is ascendinglightmasters@gmail.com. So if you, my suggestion would be to add ascendinglightmasters@gmail.com to your contact list. And that way it'll go to your inbox. If you don't get it, check your spam mail, because you don't generally get emails from that address, email address. So it most likely will go to spam. So you can just say, right click on it and say not spam, and it'll move it to your inbox. And then anytime you get something from ascendinglightmasters@gmail.com, you should get it. But when you go to your spam, be sure and, you know, right click on it and say not spam. And it usually goes out around, I schedule it for around 5:15 in the morning on Friday mornings. So you should get it in the mornings. And if you don't, please, you know, I may be a little bit late in responding to emails or
you can email me,
the group.
But just know I'm not going to respond Sunday morning.
Yeah.
But that's out of the question.
But I think everybody else should have gotten theirs. Everybody's here, so I think everybody got it, so that's a good thing.
Yes.
Okay.
I guess we're ready to get started, so let's all gather together. Milena, you want to get us started?
Hey, everybody, mute yourself, please, and let us all gather within our temple. Now, one of the things that was said on our opening session was that each time we gather as a community, the frequencies in the temple would be increasing. And they have, just ever so slightly. So, with your awareness, just match your frequencies to that of our light temple. Another thing that's a little different this year, that all of the green beans that were with us on opening day have elected to be with us on every session this year. So say hello to all these green beans. And we want to set our protocols in place. And those protocols, as you remember, is that we are each invited to open and receive all that will be offered to us today. Take a breath. Now, I guess as all of us recognize, there is a lot going on. Planetary energies are kind of off the chart. We've had these major solar flares this week. We are still in the throes of the openings of the energetics of the equinox. Tomorrow is the partial lunar eclipse. Next week is Easter. And then on April the 8th is that solar eclipse. So there's a lot going on beyond the energetics of what we are receiving in this group. So we had not intended to talk about these things much beyond what I've just said to you. But that kind of all changed in the last 2.5, 3 hours. So the equinox, of course, is about new beginnings. Easter is about ascension. And then we have this partial lunar, and then this full solar eclipse coming, which has a whole different energy, I think, that we'll talk about as we go on. So the cumulative effect of all of these things has created a significant energetic. Today is also Palm Sunday, which set in motion events that have been impacting humanity for 2,000 years. The Magdalene has been very present with me over the past 6 months. And as I was thinking about or considering whether I would say anything about today being Palm Sunday, I became aware of how the human aspect of her might have felt on this day and this upcoming week that we now call Holy Week, leading to the events of Easter. So Yeshua showed up this morning and said, "If you decide to talk about today and this week, I would like you to convey a few things from the perspective that this group can understand in your present time." First, he said it was his decision, of course, to ride into Jerusalem on the donkey with the palms in place. This demonstrated several things. It fulfilled an ancient Jewish prophecy. But important for us, he wanted us to know, it allowed him to publicly declare his I am presence. And the depth and the meaning of that, of course, was lost on so many at that time because they did not have the consciousness to know what he was saying. You do. And he also said this was his destiny. So, the upcoming April 8th solar eclipse The track of the eclipse is called the path of totality. And for some reason, when I first learned about the eclipse over a year ago, I kept referring to it as the pathway of destiny. And I still do that. So we in this community have a collective destiny to continue what Yeshua and the Magdalene began so long ago. So can you see from the state of consciousness that we in this group hold the entwining of the threads of these, at first glance, unconnected events? So there are precious gifts that are being offered to each of us to be discovered. And they are wrapped in an ethereal stream of light wisdom coming forth from the highest realms. So, this is what Yeshua wanted you to be aware of. So with that, let us welcome Archangel Gabriel.